David Hochberg, how you doing, my friend?
Good, bud. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad they let you in the building here today.
Me too. It was a challenge.
Misplaced in the past. Yeah. You're on the naughty list, Dave.
I know. Third time. Yeah. It's all right. It'll show up as soon as I get the new pass, and the old pass will show up.
That's how it works. And until you find get the new one, the other one won't come up. Everything going well? I mean, the rates are still low. People are still bouncing.
Yeah, the rates have shot up about a half a point since the last time you and I have spoken, and I've been on the radio. I've been plugging it, saying, get your loans done now. We're out of the twos. We're no longer in the twos. It's still a good time. The phones are still ringing off the hook. You got a lot of the fence sitters off the fence and started running back to their lender to get their loans done. Have a couple of our listeners upset. You quoted me this 2 weeks ago, and now you're quoting me this.
It moves.
The analogy I like to use is, it's cold outside. It's 20 below. Gas was $2.50 a gallon. You decided to go home because you didn't want to stop to get gas that night. You come in the next day, you pass the gas station, it's $2.75, and you're getting upset at the guy with the suction cup putting up the 7 and taking down the 5.
Right. I mean he don't do it.
He doesn't do it. It's called the market.
Yeah.
And it changes every day. And sometimes we could quote somebody a rate at 10 o'clock, and then they come back at 3 o'clock, yeah, and it could have changed 2-3 times between the time at, you quoted them at 10.
So, if there's someone out there that says, oh yeah, I missed the twos, now I'm in the threes, I'm worried, I'll wait for it to get back to the twos. Yeah, sure. Well, what are the likelihood? I don't know.
What do you do for a living?
I work as a radio show, TV show host.
Exactly. So so you're in media. You're not in the financial,
right?
Financial industry, or a bond trader that understands all this and that, all the technicalities that go into it.
Right.
Don't screw around.
Yeah.
Lock in, save your dough, and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're not going to buy the stock at the lowest, at the lowest price. You're not going to sell at the highest price. Get something that's comfortable and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Lock in. Find a reputable lender that you enjoy working with. Lock in. Move on.
Yeah. If I were to do it all again, though, I'd be a bond trader. I'll tell you that much. I don't know what that is quite yet, but I think it sounds pretty fancy.
You'd be fantastic.
Forbearance.
Yes.
Can you refinance after forbearance? I know a lot of people are asking about this.
A lot of our listeners are getting horrible information from their servicers. The servicer is the company that our listeners write the checks to every single month. Or the company that they contacted to say, hey, I want to get into forbearance. I've had challenges with COVID. Okay, what's forbearance? You're punting your mortgage payment down the road. You're deferring the payment. Some listeners, as I've spoken on the radio here a number of times, went into forbearance and used it as a defensive mode, not knowing if they were going to be getting their income cut or getting their job cut,
mm-hmm,
and have continued to make their mortgage payments. Phenomenal,
mm-hmm,
right? Those individuals could come out of forbearance today. Their loan is completely caught up because they'd never deferred a payment. They could refinance starting today.
No problem.
There's no waiting. Those listeners who went into forbearance and deferred $20,000 or $15,000 or $10,000, whatever your mortgage payment is, and have the capabilities because you saved that cash for a rainy day, and that cash is just sitting there in an account because you just wanted to have it as a backup, and you could bring all that money in to get your account caught up all in one swoop. Not too many listeners are in that position.
Mm-hmm.
You could and get your loan out of forbearance. You could start refinancing today.
Okay.
There's no waiting period. If you are a lot over 95% of our listeners who went into forbearance, who deferred the mortgage payment, yes, you can refinance after a forbearance. Number one, you have to negotiate what type of, some type of payment plan for the deferred payments. A lot of servicers, there's thousands of servicers, so you have to go to your servicer, the company that you write your mortgage payment to,
mm-hmm,
and ask them what type of arrangement you could work out.
Okay.
A lot of them are taking, if you defer 10 months or 12 months, you're turning your 360, a lot of our listeners, 30-year fixed loans, are turning their 360 into a 370 or 372 months. Phenomenal. No problem. Payment stays the same. A lot of our listeners can handle that. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? You have to make three payments. You have to get your loan out of forbearance, work out an agreement with your servicer, make three payments, and you could refinance.
On that new agreement.
On the new agreement.
To show that you're consistent.
You have to make three payments. But here's the deal. You don't have to wait until the third payment to get the ball rolling the rates are still low. So if our listeners are coming out of forbearance, don't listen to your servicer who says you can't refinance. That's 100% false. Get out of forbearance. Work out the agreement. Get out of forbearance. Start making the payment. Call a lender you trust that you enjoy working with. Quote the rate after your first payment. Get the ball rolling. Lock in for 60 days. Make the next two payments. Close your loan. You don't have to wait the 90 days. Start after you make the first payment.
Good call. A listener messaged you about this, and it's almost replicating the situation I'm going through.
Yeah.
You know, you have around 300 or so, at 3.75. That's kind of where I'm at. And it's like, maybe I'm going to be moving the next 12, 36 months. Is refinancing now a good time?
A lot of our listeners can't take advantage of, you know, you have that same situation.
Right.
This borrower right here, this listener right here, I ran the numbers, could save $125 a month, $1,500 a year, get a full closing cost credit because you're going to take a little slightly higher rate to get the credit. Nothing's free, no matter what anybody wants to tell you. Save the $1,500 a month. It's very simple. You want to leave $1,500 on the table? I just moved. I could tell you right now, it's not cheap moving.
Right.
Okay, you got to get your house ready to list. Then you got to buy boxes and bubble wrap. I got more bubble wrap coming out of my eyeballs than I ever thought I would, you know, consume. It's very expensive. You got to rent U-Hauls. You got storage. That $1,500 a year comes in handy, and when you can get a full closing cost credit and save that dough, why not?
But is refinancing going to ding your credit at all so that you're going to get a higher rate when you try and get a new mortgage? Is that how that would?
Absolutely not. And
okay.
I'll turn it around on you.
Okay.
Refinancing to take money out to pay off debt before you buy a new home is the best thing you could do with the equity in your home, because it's going to enhance your credit. It's going to save you money. It's going to reduce your monthly mortgage payment, and it's going to get you higher credit scores. So when you do go buy that house in 12, 24, 36 months, you're buying the house with the 740 plus credit score. Your down payment might be a little lower. Who cares? You got a 740 credit score. Your overall payment is going to be much lower because your debt's gone. Credit scores are higher, and you're going to be able to secure a much lower rate.
You're staring into my soul directly as
I'm
we're
telling
speaking,
you, because I've been trying to get you off the schneid here for 6 months. Let's go, Hanson.
David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. Home Sweet Home Chicago. I bet you got a great show this weekend.
Stephen A. Leahy coming up, the IRS Radio Answer Man, Amy Kite Realtor, David Schluter is the real estate attorney, and MegaPros Joe is back from sabbatical. You love MegaPros.
I love Joe.
Joe's back from sabbatical. So
nearly tore my head off when he found out I used the garbage disposal too much when I got to fill in for you.
Yes, sir.
David's always good to chat with you, my friend.
Thanks for having me, bud.